we get reaction today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing two reports, the U.S. ending stocks report and the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. For reaction, we go to Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, first off, as we look at the U.S. ending stocks, any surprises in the numbers out from USDA?
Really nothing that was shocking. Overall, you'd have to call the report for wheat, corn, and soybeans pretty much a neutral report. The biggest thing is it lacked anything bullish in it, so that did not give our market any support as we saw the grains and the soy complex making new lows for the week today. Now, as we saw today, the corn U.S. ending stocks came in at 1.827 billion bushels. This is 27 million less than what the trade was looking for, but an increase over last month by 50 million bushels. Soybeans came in at 370 million bushels, unchanged from what the trade was looking for, and 15 million less than what we had a month ago. The wheat ending stocks at 684 million was 8 million less than what the trade was looking for, and 7 million less than what we saw last month. Now, when you look at the breakdown, the corn saw the only category change was the feed and residual usage. 50 million bushels less, so that's what gave us an increase of 50 million in our ending stocks. Now, the soybeans, they saw imports increase by 5 million bushels, seed usage increased by 6 million bushels, the residual usage increased by 14 million bushels. That puts it at 38 million now. So this is where we came up with 15 million bushels less on the ending stocks. The wheat saw the imports lowered by 15 million bushels, seed increased by 2 million, feed residual usage up by 10 million bushels, and exports lowered by 20 million. So this ended up giving us a net reduction of 7 million bushels in our ending stock. We don't talk about this very often, but the milo, it's been a big issue ever since last fall, and it still is today. The milo saw ending stocks come in 9 million bushels less than what they were last month, and they sit now at 18 million bushels. Exports were increased by 50 million. Food, seed, and industrial usage was lowered by 16 million. And feed and residual usage was lowered by 25 million. So as you can see, we're tightening up supplies in the milo also.
USDA also released the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report. Of course, I always anticipate watching that one closely with what's going on in South America. Did that have a big impact on today's report?
Not a very big impact, but there was some tweaking of the numbers. When we first look at the wheat, Leslie, we saw the EU wheat come in about 76,000 metric tons more. We saw slight increases in the Russian and the former Soviet Union nations, slight increase there. When you look at the world corn production, the U.S. had the biggest increase, but Argentina increased by 50,000 metric tons, while South Africa was down 20,000 metric tons. As far as South America's soybeans, Argentina was increased by 1 million metric tons to 57 million metric tons, and Brazil was unchanged at 94.5 million metric tons. World-ending stocks on the soybeans just barely higher at 89.6. We saw world corn stocks increase the most by 3.2 million to 188.46 million metric tons, and a decrease of 500,000 metric tons in the world wheat stocks at 197.21. So the bottom line is we just saw tweaking of the world numbers, tweaking of the U.S. numbers, really nothing to get overly excited about. We're still going to be waiting down the road for more information, and it might be coming from Mother Nature next.
Tom, anything else that you saw in today's reports from USDA?
Well, a couple other things that we can look at is where we stand with this report versus a year ago as far as U.S. export sales. When you look at the wheat, we are down 25.2% from where we were a year ago. Corn down 6.1%. We're looking at milo 65.3% more, and beans 8.7% more as far as U.S. export sales versus a year ago, and soybean meal was 10.8% more. Now, also looking at prices put out by the USDA for this month compared to a year ago, we're looking at wheat prices 11.9% less, corn prices 17% less, soybeans 22.3% less, soybean meal 24.5% less, and cotton 23% less than what it was a year ago this time.
Tom, if people are looking to find more input from you, what's your phone number?
Leslie, they can reach us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866 go to Tom.
We've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Reaction, USDA releasing two reports, the U.S. Ending Stocks Report and USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.